This show is furnished by Military Resource Radio, BBMC Mortgage, and Steve Cosio.
Welcome to another amazing episode of Military Resource Radio. My name is Tony Gatliff. I am your host for Military Resource Radio, and you might remember if you listened to our show last week, we had on an amazing guest. That is Todd Jones, President of Retail Mortgage here at BBMC Mortgage. And as everyone knows who's been listening to the show, hopefully, Military Resource Radio is sponsored by BBMC Mortgage and is on the BBMC Radio Network. I'd like to mention a couple things right just off the top. First thing is head over to our website, www.militaryresourceradio.com. You're going to get all the most up-to-date information about our show, as well as be able to download the show, subscribe to it on iTunes, Stitcher, or SoundCloud. And as well, in addition to that, you can get actual episodes of the show that you can listen to right there, or you can find us on any of the nationally syndicated radio stations that we are aired on. So just wanted to mention that right off the top for folks that are maybe new to the show. Again, it's Military Resource Radio. I'm your host, Tony Gatliff. And please head on over to militaryresourceradio.com. So without further ado, we are going to get into part two of our conversation with Todd Jones, BBMC Mortgage, President of Retail Mortgage. Todd, how are you doing today?
I'm doing outstanding, Tony. How are you?
I love that. I love that you're bringing in that word outstanding from our previous version of the show. That's great. I love that. So, you know, we're here today, and we were talking a little bit last episode. We kind of went through your military career, your career at West Point, how you met your wife, your upbringing, you know, all that kind of stuff. And now we're kind of to the point where, you know, you've gotten out of the military, right? And I wanted to kind of pick up where we sort of left off from there. I wanted to kind of ask you when, so you do your time at West Point, you do your time in the military, you know, I know you're very, you know, you're a person that's very much into that part of your life, and, you know, you're a very proud veteran. But when you get out, you start thinking to yourself, what do I do now, right? I mean, I'm sure there has to be that thought process of, hey, this has kind of been my life for the last few years.
Yeah, absolutely.
And what do I do now, right? So what was your first step, you know, when you got out?
Well, that's a great question, and I think it really speaks to, you know, one of the challenges or the largest challenges that so many of our servicemen and women have is transition. Well, so for me, it was a little bit unique. I kind of got to hit the easy button a little bit. I was at Fort Sill at the time, and I was had an opportunity to either take command of a battery, which is what I wanted to do, but the DPTM at the time, the Director of Planning, Training, and Mobilization, Colonel Brown, who was there, decided that he wanted me to be the range control officer because he was tired of having range control officers that were getting out of the military left and right. So I took that job begrudgingly. And there's a reason that people, you know, got out of the military from that job. They kind of sought that job out before they got out. So it was a project management position for all intents and purposes, building and maintaining the ranges around Fort Sill, which it was a big job, but it was really just, you know, project management. And
not the most, you're not having the most exciting career of a secret agent or
no.
Something of that nature. Yeah.
No,
yes. It's a job.
Yeah, I might as well have been a construction project manager for
sure.
All intents and purposes.
Sure.
And, you know, I had a driver and I got an office with a computer at that point. So, unfortunately, I didn't relate as much as our current servicemen and women with the same challenges. I was able to sit there for 6-7 months and basically look online for different positions. And there was obviously junior military officer-oriented recruiters that were available. And so my transition was at the end of the day, though, it was a friend of mine, a guy, Joe Hogan, who had gone through a rotational program at Household International, who introduced me to that concept. They have this general management training program, and I was I interviewed for it. It was one of the most extensive interview processes I've ever been through. Probably, I think I had to fly up to Chicago two or three times and met with over nine different executives, all the way from the vice chairman all the way to, kind of small unit level leaders, but just a really, really extensive process. So my experience was very different. I was I had time to look, I had resources to look, and I was able to find the right position for me. And what I chose was this general management training program because I knew that I didn't have the current business skills because of my time in the military didn't necessarily prepare me for that, but it did give me leadership training and management training and a lot of other pertinent aspects that really do translate well into the civilian world. But regardless, that's kind of how I found it. I had an opportunity through a friend to get introduced to a really unique program, a general management training program, and I was able to move into that. It was a blessing for me. You know, today's servicemen and women, they have even more unique challenges. Most do not have the time or the resources to go out there and do a real job search while they're getting out. And a lot of commanders have, jealously controlled their time to the very last second because they want to get every, ounce of value out of that soldier
sure.
while they have access to them. Mm-hmm. It's, not to switch topics too much, but that actually leads to a really innovative program that the Army is doing right now that we're going to be taking advantage of at BBMC and trying to help hire veterans is this Soldier for Life program where the Army will identify candidates who have declared that they're getting out of the military, either they're retiring or they're just they've served their purpose or not their purpose, but they've served their time and they want to move on to a civilian career. And the Army will actually continue to pay them for 4 months while they go through a training program with a for-profit organization. And it's probably the most innovative thing I've heard of the military doing from a transition standpoint. So if any of our, anybody's listening out here today is curious about that, go to your transition department, your current bases, ask about Soldier for Life. And there are also some other organizations, Hiring Heroes USA and Hiring Our Heroes, that have similar programs set up at your bases. This is an opportunity that has never existed before that I find really unique.
And just real quick, I wanted to jump in there, Todd. And if anybody's looking for something like that, you can head over to soldierforlife.army.mil, and you can get some more information on that as well.
Yeah, that's great.
You found yourself in sort of a fortuitous position, right?
Yes.
Where you had some time to kind of, reflect back and think. And like you're saying, most folks that are getting out of serving our country, it's sort of there's no time to really think. It's just doing, right?
Yes.
And so you ended up with a fortuitous situation, and that's great. So you ended up getting into that management training program over at Household.
Right.
And, you said your experience was great there, and, you were very, very happy with what you were trained on. Is that kind of what brought you to sort of the financial side of the industry?
Yeah, it sure is. I mean, Household International was a diversified financial services organization. So they owned, believe it was Transamerica Insurance. They owned Beneficial Mortgage, Household Finance. They
sure.
owned retail services that did the Best Buy credit card, Best Buy cards.
You sure.
had the credit card operations that had like the Union Privilege credit cards, the GE credit cards, the GM credit cards. So they were huge. I mean, most
yeah.
people did not understand. Household was kind of that name behind the scenes.
Right.
But they were the first or second largest player in the retail space. It was always them and GE. I actually said GE earlier as GM, but GE was their primary competitor. It was Household and GE were going for all the retail card space. And it was just a really enormous organization. I don't think I'm overstating it. I think their quarterly profits were, I want to say, $2 billion net quarterly profit. They were a Fortune 100 company in the world. And, so the program was
$2 billion a quarter. That's a solid living.
Yeah, yeah.
Can't complain
sure.
about that.
That's for sure. Now, later down the road, there's probably going to be some skepticism about some of those profits on the subprime loans.
Sure.
But,
sure.
but that is how I got into the financial services arena. I will have to say that, you know, I learned so much during that program. It wasn't just financial services. We did, obviously, sales rotations, but we did HR rotations, which was particularly important for me because HR in the civilian world and kind of the
coming from the Army culture, a little different, right?
Yeah, a little different, yeah. So that was an important one for me. We did customer service rotations. We did credit card analysis rotations.
So you got a crash course in the whole company.
Absolutely. We did government relations, which was really unique to see how competitive organizations would actually come together to lobby together on behalf of their best interests in front of Congress. I found that extremely amazing. And then IT as well. So we were able to develop householdloan.com. So it was just an amazing, amazing opportunity for me coming out of the military to learn an entire industry.
When we come back from our first break, we're going to talk to Todd a little bit more about where he went from there in his career and how he came to be at BBMC Mortgage, which is, something that's going to be his long-term home for quite a while. So Tony Gatliff with Military Resource Radio here with Todd Jones. Visit militaryresourceradio.com for more information on our show.
You're unique, so why is your mattress one size fits all? Because a custom mattress costs thousands, until now. Hi, I'm Christian von Rickenbach, founder of HelixSleep.com, where you can buy a mattress online, customized for you, for hundreds of dollars instead of thousands. Go to HelixSleep.com, answer a few simple questions, and we build you the most comfortable mattress you'll ever sleep on. Shipping is free, and you have 100 nights to try it out. Go to HelixSleep.com/talkradio and get $50 off your order. HelixSleep.com/talkradio.
Is it time to give your home a facelift? Well, the simplest possible way is with brand new custom blinds from Blinds.com. Blinds.com will transform your home without breaking the bank. You get a free online design consultation, free samples, and free shipping, and their prices, unbeatable. Plus, if you accidentally mismeasure or pick the wrong color, they'll remake your blinds for free. Now through April 18th, get up to 30% off site-wide at Blinds.com. Just use my promo code PAGS, P-A-G-S. Blinds.com, promo code PAGS. Rules and restrictions apply.
We here at Sam Nation try to tell you what you're missing. You've got to get your fill of sanity and reason, and this is your place for it.
Get your daily dose of sanity with Sam Nation, Monday through Friday, 7 to 8 p.m. on Talk Radio 790 KABC.
If you have to call a plumber, why not call one who shows up on time and smells good? Like Mike Diamond, the Smell Good Plumber, at 1-800-446-MIKE. Or you can always book your appointment online at MikeDiamond.com.
I'm Dr. Nazarian, the Beverly Hills dentist. My number is 310-277-8232. Give me a call, 310-277-8232. Also at thebeverlyhillsdentist.com.
Whether you want breakfast for dinner or dinner for lunch, get any meal anytime at Norm's.
Our bigger, better breakfast is only $6.79. Hickory smoked bacon, link sausage, ham, eggs, hash browns, and buttermilk hotcakes served 24/7.
Or get your feast on with Norm's New York Steak and Shrimp Dinner served all day and night. Hand-cut steak, golden fried shrimp, vegetable, potato, soup, and salad, all for $11.99. Come into Norm's restaurants and eat what you want, when you want. Open 24/7. Normsrestaurants.com.
Cars, trucks, motorcycles. If it's got a motor, we've got your man. If there was ever a time you needed an automotive expert like Leon Kaplan at your side, it's now. The Motor Man. This morning at 8 on Talk Radio 790 KABC.
Back with another segment of Military Resource Radio. I'm here with BBMC Mortgage, President of Retail Mortgage, Todd Jones. Again, I'm Tony Gatliff, your host for Military Resource Radio. And I wanted to mention a couple quick things here before we get on to some of our more pressing business for the day. I wanted to mention if anybody out there has any interest in a mortgage, any advice needed on financing, any questions on real estate or mortgage facts, myths, whatever you want to call them, if you want me to talk to you a little bit, I would love to talk to you. So please go ahead and get your phone, dial me up at 248 438-5542. Again, my name is Tony Gatliff. I'm not only the host of Military Resource Radio, I am also a branch manager here with BBMC Mortgage, and I would love to talk to you about any type of mortgage loan, financing, or real estate that that you might want to talk to me about. I'm an expert in VA, FHA, conforming, non-conforming, all those different types of loans. I'm happy to talk to you about anything and everything related to them. So give me a call, 248-438-5542. As well, you can email me at tony@militaryresourceradio.com or simply go to our website, militaryresourceradio.com, and get in contact with me there. So I just wanted to mention that before we got back to talking to Todd Jones, who is the man of the hour right now. Todd, so we talked about your career at Household Financial. How long were you there total?
Oh, gosh, I think I was there for about 4 years.
I think you started out in the training program. Did you eventually get kind of specialized into the mortgage arm, or how did you get into the mortgage business itself?
Yeah, that's an interesting story, but I wanted to take a quick point and just kind of touch base on part of what we're the transition, you know, challenges for our servicemen and servicewomen. One of the things that really drives us at BBMC to make sure that we're hiring veterans is because of that opportunity that I got right there. That training program was 12 people a year would go through that training program, and it was always four junior military officers, four, you know, kind of high-end business school graduates, and then four internal candidates. And so Household had a purpose of hiring, you know, junior military officers.
They were going out of their way to do that.
They were going out of their way to make that happen, right? So that's how I got my start, and that's also a part of how, you know, what I want to carry forward as part of our culture and vision at BBMC to make sure that we're giving the same opportunities to these veterans particularly these post 9/11 veterans who are coming out who have served a really ultimate price in the last, you know, gosh, 14 years of continuous war, right?
It's been that long, isn't it?
It really is. But back to your question. After the rotational program, basically, depending on how you performed in the program, you would be either offered specific positions by the places you did rotations in or not. And one of the rotations that I had done was in insurance services. And so, actually, I got an opportunity to run the West Coast for our insurance services organization, which would have been the highest level that anybody had ever come out of the program at. And so, obviously, as a, you know, kind of a alpha competitive person, I thought that was absolutely the way that I wanted to go.
Sure.
I wanted to kind of break the record.
You want to be the best?
The highest level that anybody had ever come out. So I kind of declared that, and my mentor, Larry Banks, who's the vice chairman of the company, and as well as Gary Gilmer, who ran consumer finance, which was the primary breadwinner for all of Household, about 70% of all the profits, and Colin Kelly, who was the head of HR and administration, they sat me down and basically said, "Hey, that's great. Congratulations for getting that offer. How do you feel about that?" And I explained how excited I was. And then they went on to tell me, "Hey, you know, just so you know, we would all really value and like to see you do, you know, be a branch manager for one of our consumer finance businesses." And now, I mean, Tony, we're talking about enormous gaps in income, you know, particularly on the salary side that what we're talking about to the other side. But their reasoning was, this is what they had all done. This is what, you know, that made the lion's share of the organization's profits, and this is the experience that they valued the most in the organization. So being the good, you know, kind of soldier/officer that I was, I went back, talked to my other mentor at the time, my father, and said, "What do you think?" And he's like, "Well, it depends. Do you want to be there for a long time, or do you want to be there for a short time?" And at the time, I was really happy with the whole training program that they'd given me. So I did what they had, you know, brought me into that room to suggest. I decided that I would take their advice and I would go take a branch management position. And I did negotiate, you know, fairly well to try to bridge the gap a little bit from one position to the next. And they were, you know, nice enough to give me the worst producing branch in the company.
Beautiful. Yeah. Thanks, guys.
Right? You know, let's see if I can really turn around. Yeah. And that's, yeah, you can. So that's what I got. And luckily, we were able to, in a very short period of time, push it up to the very top of our district. And so that was noticed. And from that, but basically a full service branch at a beneficial or a household finance made loans, collected payments on loans. It was a full service customer service branch. You know, you had to take the money to the bank and you had your drop boxes and everything.
Wow.
Yeah, you had your daily P&L. All the compliance was dependent upon the branch manager. So it was a huge education. But that is exactly how I got into the mortgage world, was by that sit down.
That's amazing. And I'm sure you've never regretted it a day since, right?
Well, I love it, but I wouldn't go as far as to say I've never regretted it.
I understand that too, believe me. All right. Well, look, we're going to take another break. We'll be back with our third segment, the Iron Man segment, here after another break. We'll be back with Todd Jones, BBMC Mortgage President of Retail Mortgage. We're going to talk a little bit about his our Patriots Charity Initiative and how he came to BBMC. Stay tuned.
It's Dr. Leanna
and Margaret.
Ever wonder why you are the way you are? Want to know more about yourself and your psychology? You have questions, we have answers. Tune in to On the Couch with Dr. Leanna and Margaret, Fridays at midnight, right here on Talk Radio 790 KABC.
Hi, this is Dr. Drew, and if you are struggling with anxiety, depression, trauma, and or drug and alcohol addiction, I urge you to contact the professionals at Insight Psychology and Addiction. They have a treatment team of licensed mental health professionals that will help you get your life back. Now, if you're suffering, stop the pain of substance abuse, depression, eating disorders. Insight has programs that can help you at all stages, and they will create a plan that works for you. Call Insight now at 888-511-3379 or go to their website at insightrecovery.com. That is the letter N, Sight, S-I-G-H-T, insightrecovery.com. Stop suffering. They're located in Newport Beach. Most PPO insurance plans are accepted, and this team can help you end your struggles. When individual therapy is not enough, call 888-511-3379 or go to insightrecovery.com to end your battle. As a physician, I support Insight and endorse their treatment programs. Stop suffering and get your life back. Call 888-511-3379 or go to insightrecovery.com.
Tired of that same old boring talk show? Then tune into So What's Your Problem? Stan Katzer is guaranteed to make you laugh and help solve your real-life problems. Tune in Saturdays at midnight right here on Talk Radio 790 KABC.
This week on Champions of Justice, Perry Mason makes an appearance.
If you did not kill Davenport, why did you dig that grave 2 days in advance?
It's Lawyers in Your Living Room, with author Michael Asimov talking about law shows on TV, the pros and cons. Join Tom Girardi and Jim O'Callaghan for a fascinating look at TV lawyers through the years. Tune in Champions of Justice, Saturday morning at 11 and Sunday night at 10, here on Talk Radio 790 KABC.
Having problems sleeping? I can solve that. I'm Dr. Nazarian, the Beverly Hills dentist. Wait, you ask, how can a dentist help me sleep better? My answer? By fixing that toothache that keeps you up all night. I also provide all the dental services your family may need. My number is 310-277-8232. So if you want to get a good night's sleep along with a great smile, give me a call, 310-277-8232. Also at thebeverlyhillsdentist.com. Pleasant dreams.
Where do you get the best soul food in town? I mean the best. I mean licking your plate clean, licking your fingers off. It's Doolin's on Crenshaw. Doolin's on Crenshaw, just south of Stocker. This is exquisite. This is Southern cooking at its very best. Southern cooking is the essence of home cooking. It's the essence of comfort food. Their fried chicken is something to dream about. Try the oxtails, the short ribs, the macaroni and cheese. It's for all your catering needs, for all your dining needs. Doolin's on Crenshaw, just south of Stocker.
Cars, trucks, motorcycles. If it's got a motor, we've got your man. If there was ever a time you needed an automotive expert like Leon Kaplan at your side, it's now. The Motor Man. This morning at 8 on Talk Radio 790 KABC.
Welcome. welcome to our third segment out of four here in Military Resource Radio. I'm your host, Tony Gatliff, here with BBMC Mortgage, President of Retail Mortgage, Todd Jones. And Todd, we were talking a little bit more about your career history, and I just kind of wanted to know, how did you end up coming over to BBMC? What was the story on that? I don't know that we've ever even really talked about how that fully kind of formed and came into play.
Yeah, thanks for asking that question. So I had, after Household, HSBC ended up buying Household, and so that enabled what I like to call my silver handcuffs to come off. We were issued shares or whatever when we graduated from that program, and because of the purchase of the company, the shares vested fully, and so I had a little bit of wiggle room. So I took that money, and I ended up joining a private mortgage operation that was just starting up in Chicago, and I'm not going to use any names because I don't want any of other companies' friends to, or, you know, other companies to feel one way or the other.
A
company that shall remain nameless. Great company, great organization, but I just don't want to use anybody's name without their permission.
Sure.
So I worked with that firm for about 8.5 years, and I decided to leave after about 8.5 years and go try my hand in the depository banking world, if you will, and I had a 1-year stint at another organization that ended unceremoniously, I would say. I mean, we did everything on our part, but I'm just going to put a little jab in there and say our partners at the time, and anybody listening who might know this story probably understands what I'm talking about. We're not the most scrupulous people, and didn't feel it was actually necessary to pay people for the work that they did. So
that can result in some problems,
yeah, right?
From time to time.
It's kind of an understood deal. I work, you pay. You know?
Yeah. it's kind of a thing.
Kind of goes that way, yeah. Right? So, but you know, everything tends to work for a purpose, and you know, the nice thing about that second opportunity that didn't work out so well is at least enabled us to build a model that was proven to work. And refined it as well. We were able to refine a model that we had created before, show that it was replicatable, and that led to myself getting to sit down with Jeff Gennarelli, the CEO of BBMC. And at the time, BBMC Mortgage was a Bridgeview Bank Mortgage Company, and it was it had just become a wholly owned subsidiary of Bridgeview Bank. And what that really meant was that the capital restrictions were off, and so BBMC had the opportunity to grow rapidly. They had, in that initial growth, there was a lot of challenges that were severely hurting the financials of the organization. Just a wealth of challenges that come if you have, let's say, you know, 16, 17 different operations running with different marketing and different or no compliance apparatus behind that, different processes that would bring a disparate quality of product into the operation. So operations were gummed up, profitability was non-existent, compliance was non-existent, and we had, you know, really no controls. And so what the conversation really turned to, profits were non-existent. There were some profits there, but they were depressed, would probably be the appropriate.
Measly.
Yeah. Well, just offset by other bad things.
Sure.
Right. But so the conversation really went towards building a more centralized environment with centralized compliance controls, new production standards, and more defined sales processes that could be replicated. So it would be compliant and it would be scalable, and obviously profitable. That's the last one has to happen. So that's kind of what brought me to BBMC. Ultimately, we were able to come to an agreement on how that arrangement would look. It was by far the best decision that I've made in my career to date. BBMC, you know, Bridgeview Bank and BBMC have the heads of BBMC and Bridgeview Bank have done nothing but come through on their word. Things sometimes happen slower than I would like, but I'm a very patient person, and I can believe it or not, I am. That's fair enough. I can take that. Put it this way, I'm willing to look, put a plan together and let it come to fruition over a course
there
of a long
go.
Period of
yeah,
time.
There
How
you
about
go.
That? So I've been really, really blessed in that regard. And